School News Roll Call publication for Ocean View School District. We open with an article from Superintendent Dr. Carol Hansen. Dr. Hansen provided a comprehensive look at the use of Measure R bond funds by the district. Plans originally were to modernize two school sites in 2018-19, but have been revised to modernize one school each year. Beginning in the 2018-19 school year, Westmont Elementary School will be modernized and student and staff will move to Sunview Elementary School, which will close this year and serve as interim housing site for all future and modernization projects. Construction at Westmont will be completed in time to welcome everyone back for fall 2019. Next will be College View Elementary School in the 2019-20 school year. During construction, its students and staff will safely attend school at Sunview Interim Housing Campus. Our Board of Trustees voted to support an expedited fencing plan. The amended approach maximizes Measure R cash flow and expedites physical improvements at more schools, especially fencing and field projects. It is anticipated safety fencing will be installed at all of Ocean View's campuses by the end of the 2020-2021 school year. Previously, Ocean View Preparatory's preschool Pleasant View School had been designated as one of two interim housing sites. OVPP Pleasant View will no longer be an interim school site. Instead, it is our intent to relocate our preschool programs to Westmont and College View schools. Beginning in fall 2019, half of the preschool students from OVPP Pleasant View will go to Westmont, and in fall 2020, our remaining preschool students will attend the College View campus. Facilities at these two schools are being reconfigured to safely and appropriately house preschool-age students. A tentative timeline for modernization at our remaining campuses and further information about Measure R bond projects can be viewed at www.ovsd.org/Measure R. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read Dr. Hansen's article in its entirety and this publication to discover what is happening on your school site as well as across your district.